A few years back, I had two separate events occur in the same month that stirred up a storm within me. First, I had an individual who attends my church, someone dear to me, decide to leave. The circumstances around her departure left me scratching my head. She gently shared with me, "Dan, I don't feel safe in this church, knowing there are liberals here who believe so differently than me. I just can't relax and be myself." I tried desperately to communicate safety and that there was space for her, but it wasn't enough. Fast forward just a couple of weeks later, a couple came to me with the same intense concern, yet this time from the opposite angle. "Dan, we're not sure we will ever feel settled here with people who hold such conservative positions. We need a church that takes sides on these types of issues." I tried to persuade them that our church was a space for both conservatives and progressives to dwell in community together. They made it clear they'd be looking for a truly progressive church. I grieved that both of these folks could not stay in the mix together. They were repelled by each other. Rather than moving toward one another, despite their differences, they chose separation. I sensed this moment was a snapshot of the state of our country and the church, more importantly. Ever since, I've been on a journey asking the question, can we coexist together? If you take your cues from cable news, you might give an emphatic no to that question. It sure seems like an impossibility, doesn't it? Conservatives want to be with conservatives, and progressives want to be with progressives. Is it simply that we have contrary opinions on social issues? Is it really just about policy differences? My hunch is that what's at work on me, on you, on all of us, touches something deeper than a piece of legislation or even who runs for president. In my search for solutions to the polarization we are caught in, I discovered that Jesus in the first century faced the same emotional and spiritual gridlock we are facing. Jesus inhabited a boiling crockpot of both progressives and conservatives. It's true, for real. It was thick and sticky and bitter. I wondered if there was a way, a peculiar way forward, that Jesus carved out for this movement called Christianity. This was not a quaint exploration for me. The hostility we feel towards each other must be dismantled, or it will destroy us. It might be the most pressing issue of our time. My exploration could not be a mental or merely abstract exercise. It had to be a full-bodied plunge. The more I pressed into polarization in my relationships, my neighborhood, and yes, on social media, something rattled my bones. Fear. A full dose of fear of others. Others I did not understand. Others I disagreed with. Others I had little in common with. Others I honestly disliked.